Okay. I appreciate Brother Tim thinking of that, and we could pray for her sister. All right, turn your Bibles, please, to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter number 13. Hebrews chapter number 13. A couple of Wednesday nights ago, I started a message on spiritual exhortation, spiritual exhortation out of chapter 13, the book of Hebrews. Are we on? There we go. All right. We want to think about that admonition because God's word's always right, always a good admonition to us, and I pray that God would help us with that tonight. We need your prayers and ask God to help us. We're making a trial run tonight, so you pray for us. God will help us with this and get us what we need. And I hope that you'll understand when we get through what I'm trying to say in this scripture. Stand, please, while we read Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Boy, I love that verse of scripture. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus, and thank you for the privilege tonight we have to be here. And Lord, everything's been said and done, every prayer prayed, every song sung, and everything testified of has been great. I praise your name, and I thank you, God, for the privilege to be in the house of God. Thank you for the word of God. Now speak to our hearts and help us be a blessing and a help. And I pray you'd speak to any heart here that needs Jesus, and all of us together may be encouraged and strengthened that we need. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. We started out talking about spiritual fellowship of love in the first verse 1 through 4, and dealing with that, and even talked about entertaining angels unawares. We dealt with that just a little bit, and talked about, and really, the fellowship of love is in everybody's that's saved. Sometimes we say easy to learn to love. The love of God in us just makes you love. When he's there, he is love, so I praise God for that. Verse number 5 and 6, we talked about the spiritual treasures and talking about him being our help and never leave us nor forsake thee. Now, that's a good thought right there. And then we boldly say, verse number 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I praise him and thank him that he is. Now, we're starting tonight in this spiritual food in this word. And I pray that God will help me say just a few things here that will be a blessing to help to all of us. And these three commandments given in this chapter concerning the pastor and the people of a church. And here Paul, I believe Paul's the writer of the book of Hebrews. Some may disagree with that, but that be as it may. It seems to be that he is, and that he's coming in close to the end, and he's exhorting them to turn from Judaism and just get away from that. And not that they're not thankful for his forefathers, not that it didn't mean something. It did. He prayed that the Jewish people would get saved. He said he'd be accursed that his brethren, according to the flesh, might be saved. It'd be good if we had a burden near that kind of a burden for souls. And he had that kind of a burden. He cared for them. He loved them. And he was raised in that and taught the law and all of that. But when Jesus Christ came into his heart, things did change. And he had a desire then that people know the truth in Christ. And all the Old Testament. Now, dispensations, God works in different ways, but Jesus doesn't change. God doesn't change. It's always the same. So I praise God. But in dealing with this, I'm not emphasizing a dictatorship or anything like that, but I am emphasizing the fact that I, as a pastor, have a lot of responsibility. And when I read these verses of Scripture about these things, Brother Jimmy, I don't think so much about that people aren't to follow me as I do that I better lead the right way. That's what bothers me, what I get on my mind and my heart. And I'm thinking about these 24 years I've been here. Sunday was here, the church 25 years, and thank God for those who labored and started in the very beginning, and days were rough and times were hard and getting started. And I know they labored hard and prayed and trusted God. And tonight, God's let me be here 24, but I want to be the right one. I want to be the right one in the sense of being what I ought to be for the glory of God. And I pray that God will help us tonight. And then you that are this pastor, and then there's people. And pastors know better than the people. He's simply a man that God has called and put into place to be in the leadership. It's like husband-wife relationship. The husband is no better in the sight of God than the wife is. But she's to be in submission to him because that's the order God put it in. God has an order that he always works in. God does not change his order to suit us, but we ought to change our lifestyle to suit his order. And so God has it in an order. And when it's in order and in right way, it works. Yes, amen, it works. I'm glad it does. And I praise his name and thank him for it. Well, let's look at these three things quickly tonight and think about them. Look at verse number 7. Remember them which have the rule over you. Remember them. Now, this is good to the people first, and I'm going to get to the preacher. But remember them which have the rule over you. Remember, I believe, carries the connotation with it here that not just to have them in your memory, but to pray for them. And keep them in mind that you think about your spiritual conflicts that you have and the wrestlings that you have and what comes your way. Just imagine what the preacher, whoever he is, that comes his way, because the devil loved to bring him down. He loved to get him discouraged, loved to get him destroyed, loved to tear down all of his testimony, loved to do everything he can to make that go away. So if that be the case, with every Christian, that's the case. If that's the case with you, then surely remember your preacher. Whoever that preacher is, you remember your preacher. Whoever's preaching, pray for them. Ask God to help them. Ask God to give them that they need and to help them. Remember them and pray for them and keep them in your memory and ask God to help them all the time. Then notice what else it said in that verse. Remember, and then we'll skip that part for right now. Whose faith follow. Whose faith follow. And now he's saying remember them and then follow. And so we need to follow what he has done. Now, back up in that verse, and here's a preacher who have spoken unto you the word of God. My responsibility is to preach to you the word of God, not my philosophy, not what I desire personally, but what God has said in his word. I believe we need the word of God today more than ever in our lives. We need to base what we believe on the word of God. We need to know where we are by the word of God. We need to know what we're doing by the word of God. And so I'm responsible for the word of God. And my heart's desire and prayer is to God that I may give that word, Brother Lewis, unto the people. I have a desire when I come in and walk in this pulpit, I want to give you the word of God. And so that's what we're trying to do tonight, is look at what God has said. He said, who has spoken to you the word of God. And we're not here to berate somebody. We're not here to run down something. We're here to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ, preach this word of God, a way of salvation through Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, and a place we can serve God, love God together, and have a good time in the Lord. And so, spoken unto you the word of God, how precious this word is, and I pray that God will help us as we do try to share it with you. And then notice what else he said in that verse of Scripture. Whose faith fallen concerning the end of their conversation as their manner of life. In other words, the preacher's manner of life ought to be right, because if they're going to follow him, then he ought to be living right so they can follow him right. Amen. If he's not doing right, then you can't expect the people to do right. And so that leaves responsibility upon the preacher. And make sure that he follows God right, preaches the word of God right, gives the word of God out, and does what God says to do. So you remember that, pray for us, ask God to help us, and I definitely want to see that we do follow that. But now, in saying all of that, and the other two things we'll handle fairly quickly, but I want to give you the verses following that verse. It says, remember them which have the rule over you, and who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, manner of living. And do that. But notice what he said. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Now, preachers may come and go. Preachers may change and may mess up. But Jesus Christ never will. You keep your eyes on Jesus. I want you to remember me. I want you to pray for me. I want you to keep me in your mind and pray, but I want you to keep your eye on Jesus Christ. He is the only one that can really help us, and tonight we need help. Amen. I do, and I pray that God would help all of us tonight as we look at that and think about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he does. And Brother Jimmy, things in this life change. They come and go, and churches change, and people change, and preachers change, but Jesus never does. He has always been the same. He said, I am that I am. And he is the I am that I am. Never, never will change. Never shall change. Look at verse number 9. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Now, if we're going to follow the word of God, it'll establish your hearts with grace. But without the word of God, it won't do it. And not with meats. I have not profited them which have been profited by. He's talking about the Jewish people and their religion and how they had, but wouldn't eat certain things. You remember, I believe Brother Clark talking about, one of the preachers Sunday talking about Peter and eating that meat. And he said, never eating anything unclean, all that. Remember talking about that? That's what they were wrapped up in. And he's saying, they didn't profit then. Said, now we're not going to get wrapped up in that. Let's get in the right kind of doctrine. Us getting the doctrine of the New Testament of Jesus Christ. He is the way of salvation. He is the only way of salvation. And I read something in the paper the other day. I didn't get all of it. I just got a little bit of it. But the town council, city council, talking about praying in Jesus' name. And sin can't do that. It may offend somebody. And I say hogwash. Hogwash. You say, preacher, that's a good Virginia word. If you don't know it, learn it. Hogwash. What's it mean, preacher? It means that's a bunch of junk. How can you pray and not pray in Jesus' name? I don't see any way to do that. I know Sister Mary doesn't see any way to do that, because she had a conflict about that one time at a school. And I believe that's a stand we need to take. And you say, preacher, that would be offensive today to people. I don't mean to offend people, but I do mean to preach the word of God. I do tell you, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I'll tell you this, there's no other mediator between man and God than Jesus Christ. Whose name are you going to pray in anyway? And if you don't pray in Jesus' name, how are you going to pray? In Buddha or Mohammed or somebody? Jesus or no praying. Jesus or nothing. That's a good title for a message. Jesus or nothing. Amen. It's Jesus or nothing. I'm glad for Jesus. Amen. And I'm not just trying to be critical of those that maybe they looked at it and said, well, you know, we don't want to offend anybody and make everybody happy. But where do you take your stand for Christianity? Where do we stand? If you give in one place, you'll start giving in another place. And then the next thing you do, you give in somewhere else. I just believe sometime you need to stand up and say, I won't go there. This is where I stand on the word of God, that Jesus is the only mediator there is, and I believe God honors that. What if those early Christians had submitted to those authorities that told them to preach no more in the name of Jesus? We wouldn't have the gospel today. We wouldn't be saved, Brother Bill. We'd be out there lost without God. But they stood up. Fact is, they went out counting themselves happy that they were able to had a lot of joy because they were able to suffer for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say glory to God. and to stand up and let somebody say, well, you're wrong. And they can say what they want to, but by the Bible, by the Word of God, we are not wrong. We are right. Thank God we are right. Look at verse number 20. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacles. And I looked at that verse, and I looked at it, and I stood on it a while and thought about it. And what he's saying is, those that are wrapped up in the tabernacle, which is a picture of the Old Testament way of worship, and where God met with his people, the glory had departed now and had left there. That's where God had met with his people. That's where they had worshiped. That was in the Old Testament days. And now Jesus has come, has died. They prophesied of him. They said he would come. He died and rose from the dead. And now he said they don't even have a right to come in and worship like we do. They had all theirs on the earthly, centered right in the earth. And nobody cares more about the Jewish people than I do. I have a desire to see Jewish people saved. I have a great respect for the Jewish nation. I believe America better stay a friend of Israel. I am not anti-Jewish, but I do believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that Old Testament way of worship has been set aside and glory has departed. God has opened up a new way. When that veil rent from top to bottom, God opened up a new and a living way for us to come to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And hallelujah, I'm glad he did. Amen. And now we are a holy priesthood. And those that are trying to serve in the Old Testament way of serving God, they don't even have a right to come in and worship. We're a holy priesthood. That means we can come in the house of God or wherever and worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. I'm glad for that. We're a royal priesthood. That means that we can take the gospel out there and represent the king and do that. I mean, praise God, we're priests unto God through Jesus Christ, who is the high priest, and that we have the right to worship God. I rejoice in that. I stirred my heart. I said, praise God and the Lamb. But all that comes back to the Word of God. We're getting right back to the Word of God. We need the Word of God preached to us. We need the Word of God. We need to read it. We need to feed on it. We need to implant in our hearts, our minds, and keep ourselves in the Word, the precious Word of God. Now, number 2, verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. That's pretty plain. I don't think we need to expound on that very much, except that it's saying to obey and submit to those that have rule over you. For they, here's the part that gets to me, for they watch for your souls. I'm a watcher of your soul. And the soul will be somewhere forever. And we're going to meet God one day. And I have a responsibility for that. And to me, that's an awesome responsibility that I cannot take lightly. That they may do it with joy, not with grief, for that's unprofitable for you. And I think about that. What a responsibility, what a situation that God has put me in. And I'll be honest with you, when God called me to preach and I answered the first call to pastor, I didn't fully understand all this that I'm telling you tonight, how responsible I really am. I knew I was responsible. I knew I had a job to do. And as a young preacher, I knew I had to pray and I knew I needed to do right and all that. But I didn't realize what a depth it had to it, Brother Gary. I just didn't realize how much it really means to be a pastor. And I'm responsible for you. And I'll have to meet God and give an account for you, this church, and the leadership that I give it, and the Word of God that I preach to you, and how that we lead. And I pray that God will help me do that in the right kind of a way. But it's a joy at the same time to do it. I want you to know that. It is an awesome responsibility, but it is also a joy beyond compare. And I mentioned Sunday about a couple that was here from Rural Retreat, and I saw them saved and growing grace, and God used them, and that's the joy of it. And Paul even said one time, you are my joy. And that's true. And I look around and see Gabby back there and say, hallelujah. That's my joy. See my grand. That's my joy. My joy is seeing you that are here right with God, living for God, doing what's right. I say hallelujah. That's joy. Joy, a great responsibility, but such joy to serve the Lord. Let me give you the third thing and I close. Verse 24, salute all them that have the rule over you. Now, that word salute in Webster says to honor by ceremony or formal action. You know what a salute is in service. But that's not where I want to go with that. In looking it up in Strong's Concordance says, if I can read my, I can't even read my own writing, embrace, greet, and welcome. Embrace, greet, welcome, and salute all those that have rule over you. Other words, greet them. And it's good to greet them with a smile. Good to greet them with a good encouraging word. But that's not all he says in that verse. Notice what else he says. Salute all those of them that have rule over you and all the saints. Not just the preacher. Not just the pastor. But all the saints. Who's all the saints? All the saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Salute them. Welcome. Greet them. Be kind. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. I pray tonight you'd help us, God, just to be what we need to be, do what we need to do. And Father, handle the word of God correctly, share with people, encourage folk. Father, thank you for these years. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your goodness and mercy. And I pray tonight, God, you speak to hearts. Help all of us just draw a little bit closer. Determine a little bit more in our hearts that we're going to go forward for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's stand our feet, please. Going to sing a verse of Scripture. Somebody may need to come for a reason. If you do, you come.